You're listening to DraftKings Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Again, we are doing the show here this week, 4 days this week instead of three, trying to get a new workflow. We'll be telling you more. I know I was annoying you at the beginning, talking to you a little bit too much inside the show of what's going on. And I know that many of you are starved for more information going forward on what's going on with the show, because we're in this pirate phase still floating around. And I can just tell you, to the degree that I can be transparent about some of this stuff, because it's a sensitive negotiating time, we are close to having all of our final offers in, and we've been flattered by the number of them, and being able to distill some of this in the coming weeks to whether, hey, do we want to just do this as a podcast? Do we want to do it as a radio show? Do we want to do it as a podcast, radio show, and television show? And we have to have some of those conversations going forward, and we'll stay out here paddling every day trying to keep this up in the air for you, and it's going to be a little disorganized and you're going to have your complaints, but we're getting closer to a place where I can be more transparent with you. And we'll do like Art of the Deal stuff with John Skipper, where we show you all of this stuff, some of which is sensitive information at the moment, so you can see the building of Meadowlark Media, which is now sped up, and we're going to be hiring people, and like the thing is about to get real here over the next month or 6 weeks, and we'll keep it up this way as we go. But in terms of stuff we've done with Greg Cody, I could have done what we were just doing with Greg Cody, honest to God, for 5 hours. I would have enjoyed doing that as content with you and for you, just sort of go, because this is going to be an actual gold mine for the Codys. They have found something in their garage that at the very least is going to produce some money for the family, and I could have kept doing that segment for longer. So, Greg, Chris, what are the ideas around what we can do on Thursday and Friday so that the audience, I don't want you guys to have this information before the audience gets this information. I want to find out together, like antique road shows, what we just found in Greg Cody's garage.
I love the idea, guys, quickly, of Greg holding up a card and we bid on the card, and Greg has the right to take the highest bidder.
All right, well, stop.
Of course,
Stugatz is, again, now he's just trying to, again, rip Greg Cody off.
That would be a fun game, though.
It would be, and it would also end up with some of these valuable cards in your pocket. Everyone sees what you do, Stugatz. It's not subtle. I know you think it's well disguised.
Well, listen, you might bid $250 on a card, and Greg accepts your bid, and that card turns out to be worth $5,000. Then we laugh at Greg.
I'm not saying it's not a fun game. I'm saying that's how you end up with a $6,000 card that used to be Greg Cody. Stop doing that, please. Okay. Stop trying to rip off your friends.
Sorry, Greg.
We're going into business together.
Okay.
I'm one of your friends. Okay. You're my partner. Stop trying to so clearly rip off your friends.
I'll never stop.
Greg, what are we going to do with this as entertainment Thursday and Friday?
Well, right now the cards are in total disarray. Christopher will tell you they're strewn all over the place. Between now and Thursday, I'm going to try to organize them by year. I'm going to try to go through, and what I can do is I can present what I think are, say, my 10 or 15 most valuable cards, not knowing whether they are or not, because I'm mostly just going by who's a big name, who's a superstar, who's in the Hall of Fame. If you want me to do that, I can give you
Mike,
like a top
are we
15.
Not capable of doing an entire an antique road show where all we're doing Thursday is just sort of going through Greg's garage to find out if all that crap, I'm telling you, I've been in that garage. That garage has been dirty in my lifetime since 1980. And this is in a corner before I arrive there to eat all their Tostitos. Like this is in
Ooh,
a
do you have those Tostitos? We need to get an expert in the field. Give them a bit of a heads up so they're not doing what we were doing crudely on the internet. Give them some sort of heads up, and we can have this whole antiques roadshow. We can call it just antique roadshow.
Could be fun.
Chris, how do you feel about everything that's swirling around you right now? There are future riches. You're going to have a family fight over the estate. We've all gone to the worst place with this already. I feel like we saw the tension rising up in the dirty garage. You hate that garage. Tell me about how you felt about that garage since your childhood, now that it's going to pay for your daughter's education.
He's out in the garage, so it's like it's always been its own world. But my dad needs to keep track of these cards a little better. Already, I've thrown a couple in my pocket. I got a little Stugatz in everybody.
That boy.
That Hank Aaron one. I mean, come on.
I'll check your pockets before you go. Believe me.
It is, Dan. The funny thing is the garage, he does attempt to clean it every once in a while, what he calls, quote unquote, cleaning it. But to your point, even when it's clean, you still walk in there and you hear a rat running around and your feet is sticky.
No. I used to have a rat problem, but don't go there, because that was a terrible phase we went through with that garage. They were Norwegian roof rats. I had them eradicated professionally, and they didn't look Norwegian, by the way. But now, for years now, I have not had a rat problem, so I don't want to play that joke.
Okay, it's not a joke, because I remember the rat problem, and I need to take people through the history here, because there's the real possibility that we will try to put one of these cards in front of a man who is telling us that it's worth $10 million, but it's been eaten by one of these Norwegian rats. So we are going to do this. So
they will totally eat cardboard.
Well, you have found something in your garage. No, you have found something that may be worth a lot, and it would be funny if the next three boxes you go through are eaten by rats and aren't worth anything. But the thing I want the audience to understand as we build a cliffhanger here for Thursday, because this is going to be fun doing this game, is I know this garage, Chris. You have been someone who has not been barefoot in this dirty garage since you were a child, because it is dirtier than the rest of the house, and it's been dirty across 40 years, and it's been dirty in the way that Dick's Rough Riders are dirty as a single man in his 70s who's a weirdo, and Greg's the domesticized version, but this is his play space in your mother's house, and it's gross, and it's your father, and your father's owned three pairs of shoes, in the last many decades. We are going to go rifling through Grandpa's shit on Thursday, and we are going to find where the riches are, Chris, because you need to explain to the audience what that garage is. That garage has been a family plague for the entire time I've known your father.
As a callback to the show a couple weeks ago, where we were looking for those cars is very close to where I made Whoopi in that garage.
Oh. there it is.
Jesus.
It's also close to where the rats were, as I recall.
Like, yes. They'd be in the attic, and then they would come. They were all over the place. They were in the attic and in the garage. They dominated us, those Norwegians.
Yeah, that's a scary sight when you're in your garage. I think I was smoking a cigar at the time, and all of a sudden you literally see a rat running across the top of your open garage door. It was really scary.
That's what makes a garage, though. It gives it, it gives it some life. That's what I'm saying. Dan, if you don't have something crawling around in your garage, you're not doing your garage right.
Okay, Mike, put it on the poll, Guillermo, please. If you don't have something crawling around in your garage, are you doing the garage right? I just want to give the audience, for maximum visual pleasure on this, because this is an audio medium, and what I just saw playing out on video is an absolute treasure hunt that would have been great content if all of it was videotaped. And what I am asking you, Mike, I know what this garage is. Chris Cody knows what this garage is. I don't know that we have accurately explained to you what this garage is. So, Mike, you think this garage is what? Because however disgusting you think it is, it's worse than that.
Musty. You could see the must off the walls.
The floor has been sticky for 40 years.
Beer stained. Right.
Beer and tobacco. Kind of like the smoker's room at Dania Highline. That's what I imagine.
It feels like leprosy is what I'm telling
with
you.
With a slight tinge of Chris Cody sperm.
Right.
Oh my God.
Never seen so many empty Miller Lite bottles in one place. Ever.
Chris, do you realize, because it is a bit like a bar floor, he's probably spilled stuff, broken bottles. This is what I'm telling you, though, Chris. Do you realize that where we're headed on Thursday is the very real possibility of, based on everything that's being described here, all of it disgusting, much of it more disgusting than the previous thing. We are going to hold up a card that someone is going to say is worth $1 million. And then we're going to ask, what's on that card? And the answer is going to be, well, not only did a rat eat part of it, but that might be his son's sperm.
That's right.
That increases the value, doesn't it?
Come again?
Take the DNA off that and...
Just say it's Hank Aaron's
crying out loud.
You deserve the Hakeem Nicks laugh for come again.